whatnot.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Many young people give part of their holiday to volunteer at homeless shelters or food pantries so that we do not have to face those enemies here at home. America is a more hopeful nation because of the weak and the vulnerable. We're grateful for the Homeland Security and intelligence personnel who spend long hours on faithful watch. In the past year, they have fought the terrorists abroad who fill our lives with purpose and love. And Laura and I wish every American a happy and safe Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you for listening.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
Right.
Fancy digs you got here.
Joe just showed me our website, firejoegibbsnow.com.
Yes. Must be humming today.
Lots of attention. Lots of national attention. Fox Sports, AOL, NBC Sports now tracking with this. And he showed me a link to the official message board of the Washington Redskins.
Very good.
Extreme Redskins.
Official.
How much does it cost to get on?
Do they charge?
Amazingly, it's free because I'm on it right now. There are 10 pages about this website.
Really?
Cool. It's pretty great.
So it's getting the buzz.
Here's just a couple of these. Here's the very first post. This is on the Redskins website.
Right.
FireJoeGibbsNow.com. Wow, has it really come to this, people? We're 5-4, still in the middle of a scattered NFC. Think about where we were last season. The season's not over. This website is a disgrace.
Disgraceful.
The next one says, another case of someone having way too much time on their hands. Next one says, Joe Gibbs is fine, and we're lucky to have him. Mm-hmm. The next one says, it's really sad they spent time making that site. This is a much better team than last year. That site is ridiculous. The next one says, with the injuries we have, we could be worse. Firing Gibbs is not the answer. The next one says, Don and Mike are radio gods. The next one says, this is disgusting. I think Spurrier got more support than Gibbs. The next one says, are Don and Mike still on the air?
Har har.
All right, then let's cut all the way to the 10th page, okay, because this just goes on and on. They're going to start debating now Joe Gibbs' coaching career. And here are the latest responses.
Yeah, the 10th page would probably have the post-Dallas game responses.
The Redskins don't have that up yet. Let me see. This is just terrible. I'm ashamed. Next post. I've sent an email from every account I have saying not to fire Gibbs, and I implore everyone to do the same. Then someone has a giant picture of us, and it says, here's all you really need to know. It says, Don and Mike, attention whores.
Yes. Guilty. Guilty as charged.
And then someone else writes, Don and Mike think they're invincible. Hang in there. This is the last year of their contract. They'll be gone soon. They write, this is good news. I can't believe they're still around. Next one.
Go to the Fire Don and Mike Now website.
No one you mentioned has done a fraction of what Joe Gibbs has done for the legacy of the Redskins. Those people combined do not have the impact Joe Gibbs has on the Redskins. In my mind, this would be like pissing on the storied history of the Redskins. Next one says, stupid is as stupid does. Then we have Mike and Mike are fat over-the-hill has-beens. Newsflash. You guys really were the blank, 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 blank 18 years ago. Hey, that's about around the last time the Redskins won a Super Bowl. A human has grown from baby to legal adult at the time since you have been relevant to contemporary society.
Wow.
And then the next person writes.
A human.
Next person writes, it's a joke. All you haters are giving them the reaction that they wanted.
No.
Then here's the next one. The Redskins and Howard Stern were the only things that radio station had keeping it afloat. Enjoy your relevance, fellas. I sure am glad I have Sirius.
What's great is all these people are responding to our website.
And what's next is the last one is, what a lame website. Only a moron would put up something like that. What I think is great is
guilty again.
Yes, we are attention whores. And it's great now that the Redskins, who like controlling every bit of information about their franchise, have 10 pages of people screaming about us on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the front office of the Redskins isn't perhaps having some thoughts about what we're talking about. I'm sure that discussion's gone on a couple of times.
You think so?
I think Baby Danny's, you know, I've heard rumors that he's got a bit of a temper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. What's your name, fat buddy?
Oh, soundbite guy. Is this
Arlie Ermey.
Is it the Fred Rogers
What's
guy?
What's your name, scumbag?
Mike, sir. Don, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Sir, no, sir.
Well, we think we are.
You are a disgusting fat buddy.
Well, we won't argue with you there. We are.
We've got a jelly donut in our footlocker.
Are you choked up? Are you nervous?
Very nervous.
Sir, yes, sir.
There is no racial bigotry here.
Well, I'll talk to Rob Spiewak about that.
Sir, no, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pile? Do you think I'm funny?
I am starving. Do you have any popcorn?
Did your parents have any children that live?
Sir, yes, sir.
You are the lowest form of life on earth.
Where is my popcorn? Where is Lady Elaine?
I admire your honesty.
Sir, yes, sir. We'd like to speak to Private Rogers, sir.
I think you've been cheated.
I want to talk to Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
There he is.
It's him.
Oh, let me tell you, that Arlie Ermey was fantastic. So good that I worked up somewhat of an appetite.
You hungry, Mike?
I'm very hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just making some popcorn.
That's good.
Good.
I'm glad it's him. He didn't give it to us last time.
No.
Was it you last
time? I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Hey, was it you last time with whatever the lame soundboard was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
I have a request, Fred. Fred, could you get Sergeant Hartman to tell us that today is Christmas the next time he calls in?
Certainly.
That's good news, Fred.
I am, you know, I don't know what it is. I feel like it's Chinese food. We just ate, but I'm hungry again.
I was just making some popcorn. Jeff called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Some horns?
We've heard these tapes before.
Yeah. I'd certainly like to hear Sergeant Hartman dumping out Private Pyle's footlocker again.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Find that. What's your name, fat buddy?
Private Pyle, sir. What?
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much, sir.
Can we find the jelly donut?
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. Yeah.
The jelly donut, it's in our footlocker, sir. The footlocker that Mike and I share.
You need to open it.
I admire your honesty.
And then I want you to come over and hit Mike and I on the bed that we're sharing together. Put a
soap.
Put ivory soap in a tube sock.
In a sock. Sergeant, do you not have the Foot Locker segment?
You don't scare me.
I'm not trying to scare you, Sergeant.
Do you not have that tape?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time, focus on better tapes.
Rob.
I can't hear you.
I can barely hear you.
How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hose?
We've heard these, Fred.
Yeah, we don't like that last part. You don't want to get us in trouble.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
All right. Goodbye, then.
Bye.
There we go.
Okay, hang up.
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
Sure I have.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Like right in the eye.
Yeah.
I sure am hungry.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Certain things with our small minds we never tire of.
Okay, goodbye now. Really, seriously, either hang up or pick up the phone and use your real voice and just say goodbye.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye. Was that his real voice at the end there?
I don't think so. I think that was his Fred Rogers by. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I think G. Gordon Liddy may be responsible for all of those chat room posts.
How so?
I think it's G. Gordon Liddy. He's behind it all.
Again, how so?
Well, they just reek of all of his technological know-how, and he has a vendetta.
You know, I think perhaps the attempt was made to be funny, and missed the mark so totally.
Swing and a miss.
Just horribly.
Let me try this, sir.
Yeah?
I'm really hungry. Do you have a salty snack for me?
Yeah, I've understood that you do like salty snacks. Sure.
Not what we were looking for.
And a good test, though. A wonderful test to see if in any way he gets the show.
Not tracking.
Sir, I'm feeling hungry.
Sure, I can help you out.
Is Lady Elaine there?
I'm sorry?
Lady Elaine there?
No, she's busy.
Okay.
You can't say that. My friend.
He failed.
Well, I don't think.
He failed about four. We gave him like four little mini quizzes.
So many levels.
This has been a brief little show on conceptual humor.
Where does your mother live?
She lives in New York.
And I hate using big words
five,
like that.
Five quizzes.
I hate using big words like that because it's not conceptual humor.
I'm not going to call my own mother a whore.
Well, she is, though, and we only wish that you had heard the previous caller and maybe the 8,000 times he'd called with the soundboard saying that he makes his popcorn and Lady Elaine and everything else.
Go back to listening to Mr. Liddy's show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
With the holidays approaching, are you going to visit your mom in New York?
New York.
Now I think I'll visit your girlfriend.
Oh, now see
Have fun
now
with
he's
that.
He's good at this.
Okay, all right. You want to fight? Is that what it is?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
First of all, you don't get the show. You call with something that's completely unfunny, and then you just hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on! Don't be an a-hole.
Don't you be an a-hole. Don't be a bad caller.
I mean, you throw us something that we can do absolutely nothing with. Then we give you the opportunity to, riff on the last caller and say, all we wanted you to say was I was just making some popcorn based on the Fred Rogers. And you don't get that either. That sails over your head.
I had my radio turned down, so I didn't hear the last caller.
That's right. And you've never heard that guy with the Fred Rogers soundboard before on our show, right?
Yeah, occasionally, but not that often.
Well, you see, I mean, we were even trying to give you an opportunity to get out of it.
But I think you're just a dick. You just really want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you really are kind of a Liddy guy. And how old is that anyway? How old was was Gordon Liddy even relevant to us? I mean, was it 7 years ago? Seems like a million years ago that we even talked about Liddy on this show. It's when he was on our radio station.
Every now and then I hear you talk about him in Best Of.
Right.
Yes, that's why they would be Best Of, because they are shows from the past.
Fun old segments, you see.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
How may we serve you now, trusted listener?
Well, I could use a cash advance.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
If he was making an effort to say things to us that we can't respond to, because it's just so not anything.
Now I'm just trying to bring your show to a grinding halt.
No, you're not. Now, don't take credit for something that you didn't do. You're not bright enough to do that.
We stopped the show long before you called.
That's telling it.
But I guess that would be about the time you got booted from New York.
Booted from New York. Now, see, maybe it is. Now he's moving it into an agenda call.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Why does that? Why you bring that up? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you were talking about how great your show is earlier.
Who said that?
I don't believe we ever said our show was great.
I mean, it is, but when exactly are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you referring to?
The fact that you were royalty.
Well, we are.
Not in New York.
Well, no, you see, but the royalty call was with the soundboard guy, so you did hear the soundboard guy.
Ah, you caught him in a lie.
So what's up with that?
See, he said the radio was turned down, but he's lying about it.
Did turn my radio down.
No, you didn't.
I tell you what,
no, but you didn't.
I'm going to play the lottery today. And I'm going to play the first three numbers I'm going to play are 6, 7, 8.
That's good. You can play it.
What if I played four other numbers?
No, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't give my phone number out.
Well, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't be such a giant dickhead.
I wasn't being a dickhead.
You thought you were funny and you weren't funny.
You're being a total dickhead.
Take responsibility over. We're trying to put food on the table here.
Like the whole goddamn...
Oh, okay. Well, the call, maybe it wasn't as funny as it could have.
The call sucked.
No. Now listen, you're still refusing to take responsibility over your phone call.
Your call sucked. Your call sucked.
Usually, if something is remotely
I've heard worse.
Here's the. Of course, you've heard worse.
It's our show, of course.
That's the first thing that's made any sense that you've said. You go into sending order, right, with a funny call. All right, this is the top of the heap. The top of the heap, you call in, you say something, and we open our mouths and laugh out loud. That's when that's the home run. That's when you've said something really funny that everybody can enjoy. Then you say something that might suggest a line of thinking or comedy where we can kind of have a little fun and go back and forth.
Funny
all right?
idea.
Then you say something that's really just so off the wall that we say it's stupid and we move on. Then there's even worse than that. You say something that is so just totally without merit that we can't even respond to it.
Like, where the frig is all this New York stuff from? Why are you hung up on that? It's our life, not your life. Do I run around and say to you, my gosh, you got kicked out of McDonald's University? I mean, seriously.
I never worked at I did work at Burger King, though.
How old are you?
Exactly.
I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s, so sound younger.
I want to tell you another lucky number I have. 8. That would be the second 8 I'm giving you as a lucky number.
I would appreciate it if you would not give out my phone number.
Appreciate it if you would not call this show and stop it.
I won't call your show anymore.
Never? Great. You promise?
Great.
No, absolutely.
I mean, no promise. Swear on something.
Great. Swear on your whore mother's life.
Yes, I swear on your whore mother's life.
No, on your mother's.
No, your whore mother's life.
You know what else?
No, my mom's not a whore.
I also like the number 2. I don't only like it as a bodily function. I like it as another winning lottery number. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm waiting to hear. I'm a dickhead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to call myself a dickhead, but I'll apologize for stopping your show.
All right, because I was going to say, I'll only give you... How many more chances can I give you? One chance?
No, I'm here. I'm not calling myself any names.
You think you're a tough guy.
How many more chances should I give you? One chance? Two chance?
Are you in the neighborhood?
3 chances?
Because, you know, it's that time of year, you know, during the holidays. I'd love to get it over with right at the beginning of the holiday season. Are you anywhere near here?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Okay, please come over. I want to give you a Thanksgiving present. All right, really, just once and for all, and once a year, I say that to people. Just come, just stop by.
Come on by and get the Don and Mike Ball Buster special.
All right, we'll give you something, and it's free.
Come on by, and we'll have 3 great prizes for you.
Okay.
All right.
Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, and we will give you the last word.
Okay.
The end.
Sorry. You know, after a weekend, a lot of times I'm not in fighting shape.
Sure.
I mean, I wasn't ready for a rope-a-dope today.
Who knew? Right.
Out of the blue. New York.
Yes.
Ow! Ow!
So
ow.
Unfair. So unfair when he calls and stops the show. That's just not right.
Anyway, I hope you got some lucky numbers there, everybody.
Right.
Because I'm feeling good about a scratch-off lottery today.
And we never got his first name. Damn it.
Jason.
Oh, it was Jason.
Jason.
Oh, Jason and his whore mom.
Jason here.
This is Jason. Mr. Liddy, thank you, sir.
He refused to call himself a name.
He didn't need to. Calling him back?
Yeah.
Good. He'll be glad to hear from you.
I just want him to know I'm feeling lucky today.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Your mother's a whore.
A big whore.
Stinking whore. She sucks worse than the Miami Dolphins.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Oh, come on.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re message review.
Your mother's a whore. A big whore. Stinking whore. She sucks worse than the Miami Dolphins.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Enough said.
Press 2 to erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgency.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling.
See you on the other side, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.